This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Iowa and New Hampshire have historically been the opening bells in the presidential nomination process, but there are growing signs that the states may be losing their clout. Candidates appear to be more focused on running national campaigns as opposed to connecting with voters in the early primary states. James Bindle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now to talk about his reporting on the issue. Good morning.
Good morning.
James, in your most recent story, you point to something that happened at the Jeb Bush Town Hall event in Derry last week as a symbol of how things have changed. What happened there?
That's right. So Jeb Bush was coming to New Hampshire after his official announcement that he was going to run for president. It was an important symbolic moment. It's Jeb Bush saying, look, New Hampshire is an extremely important state for me. I'm not going to go to Iowa first. I'm not going to go to South Carolina first. I'm not even going to go raise buckets of money first. I'm going to come to New Hampshire and hold a classic town hall meeting in the tradition of the New Hampshire primary. But before he got there, before we got to the town hall meeting, he went on the same stage at the Opera House in Derry to have an hour-long interview with Fox News's Sean Hannity. It was seemed to be a perfect moment to describe what's happening in this campaign. Iowa and New Hampshire are still important. They're still where the candidates are coming. It's still where the media is covering the campaign. But the focus is not necessarily first on New Hampshire and Iowa's voters. It's really been a more of a nationalized election.
Yeah, it seems almost like New Hampshire at this point is a background or a backdrop for media, where the candidates come and they use those town hall events, or what you call a town hall event, as a backdrop.
Yeah, so let's take a look at some of these factors at play in the 2016 campaign. There are really three. One is the fact that Iowa, New Hampshire basically winnowed the field. But these debate rules, CNN and Fox will decide who the top 10 are out of this field of 20. That's generally what Iowa and New Hampshire do. Second, even when Iowa and New Hampshire vote, it doesn't mean they're going to winnow the field at that moment, because we have super PACs now after Citizens United. And if New Hampshire says, you're not that hot stuff and we're going to give you sixth place, you can still remain in the race. You're not winnowed out as long as you have a rich person backing you. And third, we've seen the growth of these like cattle calls, these major events with a number of candidates that the media come and they cover, and then the candidates go away and they don't really spend much time in the coffee shops and engaging with voters.
Okay. In your article, you also bring up the cancellation of the Iowa straw poll as another signal of those changing times. Candidates simply said, we're not taking part in this.
Right. So it's not as though the Iowa Republican leaders said, maybe this isn't a good idea. They had to cancel the straw poll because candidates were not participating. They didn't see the early exercise of the Iowa straw poll, something that's been around since 1979. They didn't see that as worthwhile, and they were going to spend more time maybe courting donors in New York or maybe, courting social conservatives somewhere else, and is becoming more of a national campaign, less of a grassroots campaign.
Now, you alluded to this money also playing a big role, with some saying that super PACs could be, dragging on this process. Given all of these factors, does it seem almost inevitable that Iowa and New Hampshire just are not going to be the factors they once were going forward?
I think what you're finding is this hand-wringing from party leaders in these early primary states. This is not me making an argument. This is, Republican and Democratic leaders making this argument in these early primary states, that they are seeing their power sort of go away. Now, to be clear, Iowa and New Hampshire, in terms of going first in the calendar, has never been stronger. And generally, the threat has been from Michigan or from Florida or Arizona or Delaware. You pick your year and you pick your particular case example. But that's not what's happening. This threat to Iowa and New Hampshire is much more fundamental, and it's about clout. Iowa and New Hampshire will go first. The question really is, going forward, what does that mean?
James Bindle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe. James, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.